time for Teacher Feature. As every Monday, we feature another teacher from the Minneapolis public school system. And the support for this program comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. And today we welcome to the Teacher Feature segment, Mary Sherber. I got to get you on here. And I was telling you that I was looking at it this morning thinking that's what your name was. But Mary Sherber, you have been with the Minneapolis Public Schools for how long?
For 25 years.
Okay. Wow, 25 years. That's a nice long time to be dedicated to these kids here in the Twin Cities in the Minneapolis area.
Yes, it is.
I'll have you pull the mic up just a little bit closer. That's going to have the listeners hear you a bit better. So 25 years, and where did you get your start?
Well, I started, all 25 years were here. I started, well, usually like most beginning teachers do, I did substituting. I went 2 tenths at one school and 8 tenths at another and back and forth until I secured at Samford Middle School about 8 years, and then North High for 10 years, and then now I'm at Edison for 3 years.
And I didn't even let you say what it is that you teach.
I teach French.
You teach French.
Oui, oui.
That's what we grew up learning in our family as well, because being half French, mother would say a few French words as we were growing up, and I just learned to love it very much. So I'm glad you're doing that. Tell me how you became passionate about the French language.
Oh, my. Way back in grade school, I think I started taking a language. I wanted to know something that no one else in my big family knew.
Ah,
so I could be the specialist, and I really liked. I think I heard a movie one time, and I really liked the sound of French. So I began to study it with after school classes, and then in college, and then I went to France and lived for a year in the university level.
As a student?
As a student. It was an unbelievable experience.
It had to have been. What courage that took for you to uproot and go to France and live in a culture where you had to think, eat, sleep, breathe, a completely different language. Was it tough?
It was, and no phones. I mean, we were allowed to make 2 phone calls a year.
Wow.
So it was a different place in time than now.
So were you going to school, or were you doing any student teaching then at that point?
At that point, it was my junior year, and I took American-type classes in with French teachers, so I got all the credits.
Okay.
And they were, you know, instead of looking at a book on French art, I would stand in front of the painting and hear a French teacher tell about that painting. It was awesome.
Oh, I bet it was. You know, I know that in my learning French, that the one time that I visited it, I could converse, but by the end of the week, my head was so tired, I would still translate as I heard everything.
Mm-hmm.
Did you eventually get to the place where you could just absorb the language and it was natural?
Yes. Being there, immersed in the language, I started even dreaming in French.
You did.
And I spoke pretty well. When I started, I was not that gifted in French, but by the end of like 3, 4, 5 months, I was passing for a French speaker.
Gosh.
So it was fun.
Oh, that has got to be fun. Students who want to become French teachers study to that extent today yet? Do they go abroad for a year?
Yes.
They
yes,
do?
Yes. Well, not necessarily a year. Now, it could be a J term. It could be a half a year, a semester.
Right.
But most the world is getting smaller now, and people are visiting a Francophone country or a French-speaking country.
Ah, very good. So you have been here in the Minneapolis area. Did you grow up here by chance?
I did not. I grew up in North Dakota.
Ah, what brought you to Minneapolis?
Oh, the ballet, all the theater,
oh,
everything.
Yeah. Oh, well, I bet, especially since you got such a nice taste of, well, it, and when you went to France, too, this has to be a really comfortable place for you to be.
Exactly.
So, okay, in reading what you are doing with your French class, you even have been brave enough to take your classes to France, true?
I have, yes. It's starting here at North High in 2000 and then every other year. I wrote a grant to get to pay for most of it because the students here on the north side just aren't able to pay for a $2,500 trip.
Right.
So we put that together and it worked. I took about 8 to 10 students every 2 years.
And how was that for them? Did that enhance their ability to speak French? Was it just opening their eyes to what the rest of the world is like? Can you explain a little bit of what that experience was like?
I think mostly it taught them about themselves. They could see themselves in the world, and it reflected back on who they were. Who am I in this world? Am I just a Minnesotan? Am I a North High student, an Edison student? But it became bigger. And yes, they did increase their speaking because they stayed with a French family. And they were immersed in a family for 6 to 7 days.
Isn't that wonderful? What a great thing you did for them. And obviously it must have been a positive experience for you because you kept doing it.
It was. It's a great, I love seeing, for example, just going in the metro, coming out, and there is the Eiffel Tower and watching them.
Oh, I'm sure.
That's the big gift for me.
Yes. My sister said to me, I want to be the first person to see the expression on your face when you see Europe for mm-hmm. the first time, France for the first time.
Right.
And it's true. I mean, it really is the architecture, everything, and things that you've studied for so long, and there it is right in front of you. It is breathtaking, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Give me an example of some of the things that you're doing in the classroom now.
Well, I'm doing the last 10 or so years, I've been doing a new method. It's called TPRS, and it's very compelling. It changes their speaking habits. They are speaking faster. They're reading more. And there's a special book. One of the books that we read, it's a book called Fama Va a la Californie, and it's a book about an African student that comes here, and we read the whole story, and then it does all kinds of information about Francophone countries like French-speaking West Africa. Well, through the story, I also have a special student in one of my classes this year, Ann Dillard, who is a community member on the north in Minneapolis here, and she specifically wanted to learn French, so she came to I said, well, come to first period. And so she did, and the reason is she is goes to Africa every year, and she brings mosquito nets. She has all kinds of things she does. She brings everything from mosquito nets to eyeglasses to little containers of lotions and soaps and then opportunities for women to start a business. She has all kinds of things going.
Is this a student you're talking about that's creating this?
She's an adult.
She's an adult. Okay.
Who audit my class. Came every, and, you know, dealt with learning French like I teach students. And the students were, you know, when they misbehave, she gets to enjoy that too. look at my, you know, management, you know, how I do my classroom.
Sure.
So then we decided all kinds of things. But then to make this long story short, we put together a puppet show. And also our kids would do letters of exchange with the French-speaking kids in Senegal. And she would hand deliver them and then bring them back. And we this time decided we would put together a DVD talking about, in French, what is malaria, how do you get malaria, and how to prevent malaria, and we used the puppets.
We'll be back with Mary Sherber in just a moment, French teacher at Edison High School. This is Teacher Feature here on KBEM. Support for this program comes from Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. My guest is the French teacher at Edison High School. She was formerly with North High for many years, and we're talking about a project that's currently going on in her classroom. Mary Sherber is my guest, and we're talking about a really incredible project that she has created with a woman by the name of Ann Dillard. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And so she has consented to taking this video or has taken this video to Africa to teach the people that she connects with about malaria. Is that right?
Yes. What she did is she took the video, the DVD, and played it for teachers and students, young students, and it was using the puppets. And my students told the, you know, manipulated the puppets and had them speak with their voices. So it wasn't perfect French. It was student French.
Sure.
But I also sent along a script. Well, they loved it.
Really?
And a person from the Center for Disease Control, who's appointed by Obama to be there to talk about, you know, find out how to prevent malaria in that area,
right,
got a hold of it and wanted more information on it. And so possibly my students are part of a endeavor to prevent malaria. And in Senegal, children under the age of 5 die of malaria every 30 seconds.
Oh, my.
So it's a kind of a big deal for our students to be a part of.
Now, would they distribute this video to other people in the African countries or just particularly in this area? Or how would the students become more involved with the people?
My students?
Yeah. I mean, would they just duplicate the video and make sure that in the script got out?
Right. Anne is currently trying to reformat it because there are different PCs and computers and,
sure, okay,
and DVD players that need you know, to use this DVD. But I'm not sure what they're going to do in the future, but I do know that the CDC director over there was very interested in this and wanted to know more things about it.
So, unfortunately, you're probably just sitting and waiting, or is Ann Dillard in contact with the person from the CDC?
I believe she's in contact with this person. She'll go back every year, once.
Okay.
Every year. So, she, you know, and we're going to also send these puppets there. We have a little more fundraising money that we got, and we're going to send puppets, the actual puppets, because I guess the children in Senegal really liked the puppets that were made also by a group of a church that put together handmade the puppets.
Really? So they're going to distribute them kind of like, you know, they're playmates, but they help to tell a story.
Right.
It becomes
right.
A real safe thing for them. This is a pretty incredible project. How do you think you're going to continue with this type of thing? Do you have visions of what you'll try to create next year?
Well, this one little story has a lot of parts to it.
Okay.
And it's really turned into something wonderful. Another part of it is I got from the BBC a story, actually from another teacher, and also there's another person who's helping out. She did all the service learning and organizing Whitney Howe at Edison.
Okay.
So there's a lot. It's not just me. There's a lot of people that are doing this. And even my colleague teachers I'm using some of their ideas. It's not all mine. And one of the ideas from my colleague was to, there's a story about in Africa, South Africa, about children who had to go to school across a river. And in the river, it's a true story, but in the river were crocodiles, and
oh,
they
boy.
Couldn't get across. So anyway, we use that, and we talk about the crocodiles in our lives. What are the things that keep us from getting to school? And that's another African story. And then we also did the Martin Luther King story, because this method of teaching is in telling stories. And so putting that all together, their final test was compare the Fama story to one of the other stories, the crocodile story or the malaria story, and tell what crocodiles were in the lives of those people.
Oh, my. Well, and that is terminology they can use through their lives, you know, whether they're young people or older people, when they're trying to talk about obstacles,
mm-hmm.
right?
Correct.
So that's a very holistic approach to teaching, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? It makes me smile for you.
Okay.
That's got to feel really good.
It is. It was a fun, and I would change a few things, but it was a pretty fun project.
So this particular project can continue into next
yes.
year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
And ensuing years then?
Yeah, it's built into the MYP program that Edison is doing there.
And that stands for?
Middle years program. It's the program right before IB.
Okay.
International Baccalaureate.
All right, and that is such a special honor. We've got several schools in the Minneapolis public school system that have that IB status
yes.
as well.
Yes.
Mary, thank you so much for coming here today. Any final words for people about what's going on in your class and what you'd like to share?
Oh, just learn another language. It opens up your world.
And it does, for sure. And I'm so glad you took the time to come here today. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Mary Scherber, and she's the French teacher at Edison High School. Just a marvelous, marvelous story. And just a reminder as well that the support for this program, Teacher Feature, comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.